Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Every show, we seat up with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than our friend Justin Duckham. Busy times in D.C. And we talked about this the other day, that trade was out there like kind of a piece of raw meat, and you had a tug of war between the two lions at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the rest of the group, of course, on the Hill. What ended up happening there?
Well, today the Senate was taking on the vote to give the president essentially fast-track authority. This sort of meant that Congress would not have been able to amend any trade agreements that go before them, and they ended up voting this down and essentially blocking it. What happened is in the middle of the day, a number of Democrats who were initially perceived to be supporters of this came out and said that they are in fact not going to be backing it until they get a number of other legislative requirements out of the way. This includes some legislation to take on currency manipulation, and they did not receive that in time, so therefore this was filibustered. This has previously been a piece of legislation that Minority Leader Harry Reid said he was going to push back against heavily. This has been a primary talking point for Senator Elizabeth Warren lately, who has become sort of the face of the Democratic Party. And the White House has been trying very heavily, as you mentioned earlier, to push this at the forefront of their agenda. So this is being viewed right now as a very major kind of slap in the face to the Obama White House.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think that, you know, sometimes when this kind of a thing happens, like you say, it's a slap back to the White House. This will, as far as like news cycles, we talk about that here on America Tonight. This will cycle around for a little bit this week, won't it?
It certainly will. The White House has already said that they are not prepared to give this up. They essentially wrote off the vote today, essentially calling it a procedural snafu, and they intend to bring this forward again. After the vote was held today, they met with a number of Senate Democrats at the White House, including Patty Murray, who is the senator for Washington, who's sort of the point person on this, and they are doubling down on their efforts to reach for their own party to get some support here. Right now, it looks like they have Republican support, but they have maintained that this is something that they essentially need bipartisan support, even in small token measures, to move forward with.
All right, so we move from the whole trade thing to something I happen to see a little piece on this. We've been talking about all the Republicans who are jumping in, and so far not Jeb Bush, but we know that's happening. And I guess he's decided to skip the Iowa straw poll. Is this smart strategy on his part? Why would he do that?
Well, it is sort of smart strategy to a certain extent. The straw poll is essentially just a money suck for a lot of candidates who know that they're not going to fare very well in Iowa. Right now, the Jeb Bush campaign has sort of written off the Hawkeye state to a large extent. They know that this is probably going to go towards a more social conservative. This is probably going to be Ted Cruz country or Huckabee country or essentially anybody else but Jeb. So there's really not a chance that he was going to be able to do well in the straw poll. And also, the straw poll has in recent years become sort of delegitimized as a way to try to, put a party out or to put a candidate out there. In the past, this was viewed as something that was sort of a dry run for a campaign. A candidate could sort of get their legs, could sort of fundraise, could put their legs out there. But last time around when we had it in 2011, we ended up seeing Michelle Bachmann winning it after putting in a whole lot of money. And then ultimately on the night of the Iowa caucus, she came in dead last. So it really kind of drew a new perspective to the straw poll. It showed that even if you fare well in it, it doesn't really measure how you're going to do as a candidate in Iowa, and I would not be surprised if we see a number of other candidates follow suit and skip it as well.
Yeah. Speaking of Jeb Bush, I know one thing that people were talking about, you know this too, the former Florida governor kind of put his brother on notice, and he said he misheard a previous question on the issue of if he would have invaded Iraq, and of course that is making the rounds, isn't it?
Certainly is, and that's what an ex-aide apparently said had happened. But it's sort of it's hard to imagine that, considering he actually gave a pretty, informed answer in the sense that had he faced the intelligence that his brother had in the White House, he would have invaded Iraq, and so would have Hillary Clinton. So it's sort of hard to take his argument that he misheard that on the face of it. But interestingly enough, we've also seen a number of other candidates now weigh in on the same question, the most prominent of which is Chris Christie, who today sort of drew a comparison between Jets by saying, had he known what we know now, that there were no weapons of mass destruction, he certainly would not have invaded the, or ordered the invasion of Iraq. So a little bit of daylight between the two candidates, both of whom are considered to be the establishment favorites to a certain extent.
Yeah, and you know this from jumping into politics. You mentioned Chris Christie. He's really hanging out in the Granite State, isn't he, New Hampshire? So I guess he's trying to hang his hat on the whole New Hampshire thing and maybe turn the opinion around before he jumps into the race, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's not polling very well. He's faced a number of scandals. Yesterday there was one coming out that showed that he had spent upwards of about, I believe, 200 or sorry, 82,000, some ridiculous number for you know, business at a you know, local sporting event where he bought you know, food and drinks for a good number of people, and that you know, sort of rubbed people the wrong way, even though the governor's office ultimately paid that back through his own personal funds. Bridgegate, of course, continues to hit him pretty badly, but he's convinced, I would imagine, that he'd do well in New Hampshire since he is somebody who, you know, sort of had his establishment support. He was the former, you know, chairman of the National Governors Association, had shown that he could raise a lot of money in that regard, and has also shown that he has a lot of money essentially waiting for him. He has New Jersey, of course, as his backyard, which is in itself the backyard to Wall Street, and a prime location to raise quite a bit of money if he, you know, really wants to have you push. So all of that kind of makes him, you know, sort of the ideal candidate for New Hampshire, the state that's typically considered to be the more pragmatic of the early caucus states, and one that a candidate like Chris Christie could fare well in, as opposed to Iowa or South Carolina or any of the other earlier ones.
Yeah, and we spent so much time talking about the Republicans, and you and I talked a little bit about the Democrats that may jump into this. You know, what would be a big number? Do you think we'll see 3, 4, maybe 5, or 5 would be tops?
Are we talking about Democrats who would jump in?
Yeah.
I would probably say we are probably going to end up seeing about, you know, 5 or so. I think, of course, we already have Lincoln Chafee. We have Bernie Sanders. We probably have Biden who's going to get in the mix. Probably Jim Webb from Virginia is going to enter. And, of course, Hillary Clinton. And, you know, we could be surprised. We could see some dark horse candidates enter. We know that for a number of years there's been some mumblings about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York and being, you know, potential presidential material. Bill de Blasio is making a big push in D.C. today, promoting what he's describing as the new contract for America for progressives. He could, you know, enter to make things interesting. And, you know, there's a wide variety of people who I'm sure wake up every morning and see the next president of the United States in the mirror when they, you know, are getting dressed. And, you know, this is the time for a lot of candidates who want to, you know, make a name for themselves, want to maybe join the cottage industry of former presidential candidates to enter the race, even if they know it's sort of a long shot.
Yeah, boy, and we both know that when you want to talk about a long shot. And then some people weighed in about Tom Brady and the whole Deflategate, even the White House. Is that because, and you know this, you've been to some of these White House briefings that you get tired of the same old questions, so someone throws a pardon the pun, kind of a curveball?
There we go. It's one of those things where you kind of give the people what they want. The White House has said that Tom Brady is, you know, essentially a very good athlete and sort of backed away from anything, you know, definitive on that. And, you know, we've seen a number of other you know, politicians kind of weighing in on it as well. Donald Trump, who may be running for president, also gave a pretty fiery speech today, saying that the accusations were baseless and this is just out of jealousy. And since nobody can defeat Tom Brady on the field, this is the only way to do it. But overall, you know, it's probably not going to have much of an impact on what's going on over here in D.C.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks a lot.
Thank you. You have a great one.
You too. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. Tune in right here overnight for the latest water cooler buzz on America Tonight, right here on WBCF. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Coming up, we're going to check the mailbag where guys like Jake and Austin say, hey, what's with the flub from Jeb? Think he has the right stuff to be president when he throws his own brother under the bus on the Iraq question? We'll jump to the mailbag again coming up on America Tonight. But before we get there, speaking of the Iraq question, it wasn't just Jeb that jumped on the opportunity. Well, he kind of blundered it. But once he dropped the ball, Chris Christie, who is doing terrible in all the polls, in potential contenders for the Republican seat to be president, to get the nomination, in all the polls, he's in single digits. Here's what he had to say about the Iraq question.
Decision to go to war?
No, it wasn't. Now, I think President Bush made the best decision he could at the time, given that his intelligence community was telling him that there was WMD and that there were other threats right there in Iraq. But I don't think you can honestly say that if we knew then that there was no WMD, that the country should have gone to war. So my answer would be no. But I think, you know, what we got to avoid is continuing to go backwards in this country. We need a forward-looking foreign policy that talks about how to reassert American authority and influence around the world. But I want to directly answer your question because that's what I do. If we knew then what we know now and I were the president of the United States, I wouldn't have gone to war. But, you know, we don't get to replay history.
All right. He's right. We don't get to replay history. And he did say if he knew what Bush said, he would think the same thing. But isn't it interesting? So you have Jeb Bush, who now is not going to do the Iowa straw poll. He's the likely Republican presidential candidate. Instead, he's going to attend some competing event in Atlanta the day of the Iowa event. So that's kind of interesting for Jeb Bush. And, you know, again, this comes on the heels of him being confused about the question that he was asked or whatever it is that they're saying that Jeb Bush answered with Iraq, talking about Iraq and not wanting to go to, he wouldn't have gone to Iraq, and then that raised the red flags for some people. It's easy to step in that controversy, even if you're not trying, because I think he just tripped over his words and didn't even realize what he was saying when he was sucked into the conversation. But here's the deal. Things move so fast that that's nothing. That's going to be left in the dust. Chris Christie took advantage of it, but other than that, that's it. And then moving forward, I doubt it. Something else will happen that puts somebody else in the eye of the hurricane. Trust me, this is politics, right? It's politics, and that's how we roll. So we're going to talk more about that and some other things politically speaking, since a lot of the emails had to do with it. How about that? Yeah. About the caucuses, about what's happening and, you know, where we're headed in 2016. I think some of you are hoping, got some emails where people were hoping Bobby Jindal would maybe jump into the middle of this. All right, I mentioned in the beginning of the show about the situation in Philadelphia where a train derailed, an Amtrak train, and they're saying at least five are dead. They think there might be more, but there's no definite number at this point. It's sad. The train flipped over. They're investigating what happened. And depending on where the people were seated, it got worse. It was mostly in the beginning. It happened after 9 o'clock Eastern, and it forced Amtrak to shut down all of its service in that area between New York City and Philly. The mayor said it's an absolute disastrous mess, never seen anything like it. There were people with injuries. They were taken to hospital. Six people had critical injuries. There were a lot of people on the train. There were 238 passengers, and then there were five crew members on board, too. And I said this earlier in a previous hour, but because of the way our cell phones are now, I mean, they're cameras. People are always tweeting and Instagramming and everything else. And so somebody took a picture of what the inside of the train looked like. And all I can say is it is so frightening. It's so scary. And it makes sense because nothing is holding you down. So all of a sudden, boom, that train hits and flips over. And you're really just turned upside down, smashing into hard seats, metal, whatever. So you can see how dangerous that train becomes. It's like it can be like a death box, depending on where you're seated in. And we've certainly seen that before where somebody has been in a train and then there's an accident, but it's pretty bad. I mean, people are mangled up. Of course they're pretty mangled because of what happens, like I said, in the box when it tips over and what's around you on that train. So now that accident, I'm sure they're going to have problems in the Northeast Corridor for at least probably a day or so. They're canceling the traffic now. It's a major hub. But, you know, you've got early morning rush hour, and they're going to have to do that if they're investigating that this is a serious derailment and with the investigation. And, my goodness, you see the side of that train, and it looks like a piece of aluminum that somebody just crunched up. Like, just crunch a piece of aluminum in your hand, and that's what it looks like. It is devastating. I mean, when that mayor says it's devastating, wow, it is devastating. And because the first responders were there and people were trying to help people initially, they, you know, trying to pry the door open and all that other sort of stuff, they were advising other people, boy, just stay out of this area because we've got to get to people as fast as we can and get them out and off of here and get them to some of these, you know, hospitals, Temple University Hospital, because at least they were close to Philly. It was just literally right outside. And so that part was good as far as rushing people to the hospital. But what a terrible, terrible thing to happen. And it kind of brings to mind the question of, you know, they talk about seatbelts on certain transportation. I don't know how you would have that. But the traumatic jarring that you go through, I mean, really, it's catch as catch can if you're going to survive that. Because there's just not a lot of places you're going to grab and be able to hang on to should that train get derailed. Especially if it flips over, because you're not tied in any, I mean, you know, you're not, there's no buckle, you're not in any way. You know, how awful is that? Ooh. I mean, absolutely brutal. I wanted to jump around on a couple of other things, too, you know, before we get to the mailbag, based on some of what, you know, you're interested in. Politically speaking, Carly Fiorina is in the defensive as well, like Chris Christie, because she's got the single digits. So she's describing herself now as the chairman of a certain board during an Iowa trip last week. She talked about it. And it started the conversation going. I mean, do women in leadership prefer to be chairman, or is that a bad word? Meaning, if you're a woman, is it chairwoman, or, you know, because she referred to herself as chairman of a certain board, and it raised the question, it fueled the debate of, is it man or would you be a chairwoman? It's like, wow, are you kidding? Now we're down to that. I mean, we got to move on from that. Who cares? Who cares? Except for that it becomes that moving into, is this a sexist thing to say or not? Because she was saying in an interview with Katie Couric, she asked her a sexist question because she was talking about, because she was so low in the polls was the reason that she was hanging in so she could be VP. To which immediately Fiorina, you know, attacked her and said, you wouldn't ask a man that question. And I think now that's got a lot of people thinking about some of the things that she's, you know, some of the things that she's saying. So then there was a story about the Colorado killer. Remember this? I was, when this happened, I was with my family at the Jersey Shore and we were doing shows remotely from there. And I mean, I'll never forget. It was so chilling. The details of going into the theater and just opening fire, and James Holmes. Now it's a question of, is he going to be executed? Or some people think that we should keep him alive so we can study his brain and learn something from that. Like, why don't we do that instead of making this a death penalty case? Why not? Why not just study him? Ugh. Boy, the people are already raw emotionally there. Mailbag next.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This final segment of this hour, anyway, for America Tonight. And many of you have pounded, knocked on the door, if you will, dropped in the email bucket. Lots and lots of thoughts from A to Z. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bing, who says, Kate, you were so dismissive of American Idol the other day. I was surprised. You seem like a pretty cool, hip chick, and I know you're into music. How come no love for the Idol? I'm not a big reality show person, and it's funny because it's not funny, but there are some people in my family that are musically inclined. I have a niece who is a very good singer, and she loves all those shows. She's 11 years old, and she's has sung the national anthem at a Stars game, and you know, she's just adorable. And if she stays how she is, she's going to pursue that whole singing thing. And both of her parents had that gift. So they're... And there are other people I know that watch American Idol, of course, but I don't know. I mean, it was too cheeseball-y or something for me. The switching of the host, the setup where you're just attacking, you're trying to find the lame people and then the decent one. I mean, it's typical television, the way it's set up, the way these shows are delivered. So I guess that's what it is. It's interesting because now Fox is looking at Simon Cowell, another project that they're going to launch perhaps after the whole Idol thing wraps up, because that certainly was gold. There is no question about that. That made the network a ton of money. And I guess what they're going to re-team, you know, Cowell after a break with this 15th season of Idol, and I guess put him in something else or be involved with them in something else. I'm not sure what it is. They're not giving out any specifics, but there's some other thing that's happening. You know, Idol did start in 2001. Isn't that crazy? And I guess it came to North America then, and it premiered in 2002. And I mean, it was a flagship for Fox for a long time. There's no question it's amazingly successful. Absolutely. Okay, this one is from Blake. We didn't have Blake. This is somewhat different. Blake says, this is just like Bing and Blake. Okay, so Blake says, Kate, I look at what's going on with Tom Brady, and I think it's hilarious. I love how you asked about how many people would know who the backup quarterback is, Garoppolo, and the fact that now he's going to get a shot in some form, whether Brady is out for a game or whether he's out for four games, who knows? But it's the Wally Pitt thing. Maybe he comes in and he's fantastic. I don't see them really pumping Brady out of there unless Brady just completely falls to pieces. So I don't know that I would go that far. But this whole Deflategate thing is so crazy, isn't it? And I mean, even if you're a Patriots fan, come on. I mean, cheating is cheating. And yeah, you know, maybe they're trying to make a statement, or Goodell is, because of blowing the Ray Rice thing. So if that is the case, you cannot compare domestic violence, especially what happened in that elevator, with deflating a football. But I think you just keep them, they're separate. They're two separate things. So, you know, we get it. We know what it is. And some of you, like our pal Grimm, think that this is kind of a way, you know, controversy sells, is to keep the great game of the NFL in the public's mind, because now you've got this controversy and phone lines are burning up and everybody has an opinion on the Deflategate thing. You know, so there you go. All right, this one from Jim, who says, America Tonight listeners, and to you, Kate Delaney, I would like to say I hope we all have a happy and safe summer. We're coming into Memorial Day, which really signifies the beginning of the summer. Wouldn't it be great to be a kid again and just have the whole summer off, although I am squeezing in a week off. And I listened to you one night talking about vacations. You had somebody on who said no matter what you do, you need to take a vacation, whether it's a stay vacation, you go someplace close, doesn't matter. It's not about the money. It's about the brain break. So I need a brain break. Yeah, don't we all need a brain break? You know, I know some people that work straight through, meaning they have so little breaks, they work 7 days a week. That is tough. 7 days a week to pound it. No matter what you're doing, that is brutal. And absolutely, yeah, we talked about that. We had somebody on talking about taking the vacations, and if you get them, take them. Because you don't want, what do we not get? The one thing we can't get more of, we can't manufacture time, we can't get time with people back again. So rich, poor, whatever in between, I mean, sorry, you have a book and you're laying on the beach, or you're sitting on a porch drinking some iced tea, or you're watching a game or whatever. I mean, is it worth it? I think it's worth it. I agree. So thanks for that note, actually, because that was a fun segment, talking about places you could go and places that weren't going to cost you an arm and a leg, by the way. This one is from Harriet, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show, but I've listened to you for a long time. I live in California, And you would not believe what this drought situation is doing to us. Oh, if we could just get some rain. But so much rain would have to come down. They really are watching and fining people who abuse it because they realize, meaning the government realizes, we can't stay in this situation, that we need to have brown lawns to preserve the water if that's what has to happen. My question is, why didn't they jump on this sooner? Yeah, that was kind of my question, too. Did they finally say to the governor, to Jerry Brown, well, this is it, because we're not getting any rain right now, so we got to shut her down. We got to have people cut back massively, or we're going to have nothing left. I mean, you know, nothing. And then, so water theft is becoming a big deal. I just read a story about this. Water theft is, they say, is rampant in California. And because this is a, you know, fourth year of a drought, mandatory 25% reduction in water uses. So sure, people are taking water. And think about it. I was looking at what area serves what area. And they say huge amounts of water went missing from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, and they've been investigating it. And that whole area is vital because 23 million Californians and farms are served by that water source. Served by it. Now, in Modesto, California, this is how serious they're taking it. People were fined $1,500 for taking water from a canal. So they're just running, taking water from a canal, and they're getting slapped down. And thieves in the town of North San Juan stole hundreds of gallons of water from a fire department tank. Wow, that's bad. Then there's a fire, and they go out, and they have no idea that they're missing all that water. Luckily, they found that out. Ooh, that would be disastrous if they didn't have enough water to respond to basically the people that they're serving. Because in a drought situation, you can certainly have fires bubble up. Oh, definitely. All right, this one from Mary, who says, Kate, I just slipped into this conversation. I heard you talking about fewer Christians in the United States, and sister, I agree. I can't believe the amount of people who claim nothing, and they say nothing. And it's sad to me. It's only sad because I don't care what someone believes, but that they don't have any kind of belief, any kind of values in the sense of whatever it is they believe. And that truly is depressing to hear those statistics. But it is not shocking. Not shocking. Is this your biggest fear with drones? This is what Joe says. Kate, I've been talking about drones to you for a long time now, and I just read a story about a neighbor spying on a 7-year-old boy with a drone. This is just one of the many reasons why I think drones are uncool unless you're out in some field far, far away from everything because of the dangers that you run into, like the one I heard about. Because people aren't paying attention or they're purposely preying on somebody. I can imagine a lot of problems with drones and the importance of a lawyer in this. Yeah, meaning lawyer if you want to go after and sue somebody. And that's what happened in this case. The 7-year-old boy was upset when the neighbor used the drone to spy on him. The boy's father and friend say it was an invasion of privacy. The man who was flying the drone says the incident was being blown out of proportion, and that Drew Sikorsky was playing video games at his friend's house when he heard something outside, and what they heard outside was this drone. Crazy. All right, we're continuing down the path, making that final turn at the stretch as we wrap things up here next on America Tonight.
Virtually anyone. can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctor Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
Show America Tonight takes a look at what happened in the British elections and what we can learn, if anything, from what happened across the pond here in the good old USA. Of course, we tried to get away from what was happening across the pond, which is why we founded this country, right? So long ago, to get away from the insanity of it all, to get away from it. And formed these United States of America. But yet, we find ourselves upset, furious, et cetera, over our brand of politics in such a logjam. Logjam in the sense of, okay, you have these two parties, Democrat and Republican, and cherry pick one or two of the candidates you like, and then we're stuck with the Electoral College, we're stuck with an antiquated system that I don't think truly fairly elects who we want to elect. And let's face it, even with candidates, even the person you truly want to vote for, nobody's 100% usually ideology-wise locked in with you. But I say if you're getting close enough, you know, if it's close, that's good. When it's so far apart, when what we think we should be doing in this country is so far apart from what is happening and what is happening in Washington, yeah, then we got to get out the binoculars and focus a little more on why some things are happening and why other things aren't happening that, you know, that should be happening. This is kind of a follow-up because, of course, in the email or mailbag, the email bag, we got a ton of emails about Tom Brady. Now, just so you know, the lawyer who investigated the Patriots insisted that he found direct, not just circumstantial, direct evidence to show that Tom Brady knew employees were deflating the footballs. Because Ted Wells, and good for him, didn't like the fact that he was being criticized from Brady's agent, which I thought his agent was pretty snippy about it. He decided to hold a conference with reporters and say that his findings were strong enough to convince, would be strong enough to convince a jury under the preponderance of evidence standard, which is used in many civil cases, that yes, he knew. He said his report asserting it was more probable than not that he was generally aware of plans by two employees to prepare the balls to his liking below the 12.5 pounds. That's what he said. So Don Yee, who's Brady's agent, questioning his report because his firm does other business with the NFL, he says what drove the decision is one thing, the evidence, that he couldn't ethically ignore the importance and relevancy of those text messages and other evidence. So he was saying it was there. I mean, you know, they joked around. They referred to one guy as the deflator. They joked about going to ESPN, blah, blah, blah. They mentioned speaking to Brady the night before, saying that the quarterback knew McNally was stressed out by needing to deflate the balls. So what Tom Brady is pressuring him, you got to deflate the balls, and then he's strung out about it. I mean, come on. He knew about the what he wanted, because how did they know what he wanted the ball to? They knew his liking. So, I mean, give me a break. They knew. And they threw the lowly guys underneath the bus, of course. And the championship game, yes, they got blown out. And maybe they still would have lost and gotten blown out. Who knows? But it's still the whole thing of cheating. Now, if it was close, it'd be worse. If that game was close and came down to a last-second touchdown or something else that happened in the game, boy, that would be even tougher. Because it was such a blowout, it's easier to say, yeah, he's athletic, and of course he would have been in an incredible position to win that, blah, blah, blah. But you can't say that if it was really super close, and luckily it wasn't, luckily for the Patriots. Because not too much questioning of the Colts. I mean, the Colt fans, but otherwise, no, that's not happening. So I love that the investigator said, wait, if you're going to beat me up, I need you to know that I found direct evidence against Tom Brady, which is why the NFL would say, okay, four games, because they saw the report, looked at the report, talked to Wells, and knew, hey, this is what was going on. This is what happened. And I said this before, but we don't know what happened in other games. We don't know if this is something that's been taking place for a long time or just select games or yada yada, whatever that is. You'd have to interview every grill, every equipment guy of all time who was in there to find that answer out. And I don't know that they necessarily want to turn that many rocks over because of the outrage. So there are actually defenders, so why go down there? Why go down that path? Just follow through on what's happening. if that makes any sense. And I think it does. Why try to forge a new path? Because it's not going to happen. Stay in the one, take the, and then let them get the suspension and move on from that. I mean, that's it. That's the bottom line. Bottom line. Sadly, the bottom line for the people on that train in Philadelphia that derailed is, boy, all they want to do is get home. And instead, either survive that, have a critical injury, or they were pronounced dead. Because that couple of seconds of the train flipping had to be scary, depending on where somebody was sitting. Ugh. And what's the cause? We're not any steps closer to that. We don't know what the cause of it was. Would you be surprised to learn, this is one of those follow-up moments, that the UVA, the University of Virginia Dean, is suing Rolling Stone for false portrayal in a retracted rape story. Not good for the Rolling Stones to have to retract that story. And that's a story that was blown up all over the place. But the University of Virginia Associate Dean of Students filed a multi-billion dollar defamation suit against that magazine, saying that it portrayed her as callous and indifferent to allegations of sexual assault on campus and made her and the university's chief villain in a now debunked article pretty much about a fraternity gang rape that they're saying didn't happen. Now, Nicole Aramo is looking for $7.5 million in damages from Rolling Stone, its parent company, and several others, including the investigative journalists, saying the magazine retracted the article after news organizations and Columbia University Journalism School found serious flaws in it. Aramo is the university's chief administrator dealing with sexual assaults, argues in the lawsuit that the article destroyed her credibility, damaging her reputation, causing her emotional distress. I mean, it was crazy how much coverage this got. And of course it got coverage because you were talking about Virginia. You were talking about what happened to one girl. And yes, 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 yes. People were upset. People were furious about it. I mean, this was a 9,000-word expose. I read it. I get the Rolling Stone. It comes in the mail. I read it. I was like, whoa. You read that and you thought, you are already coming up with a label for that school. You are. So good for them for filing the suit. All right, you know what I'm going to say here. 24/7, baby. You want to vent. You have some thoughts on the show. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. You are in. Don't forget about our On the Road show, KateOnTheRoad.com, if you want to bring us in wherever you are, KateOnTheRoad.com. See ya!
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.